In April of 1998, twins Lawrence and Lamont Garrison were about to graduate from Howard University in Washington. Both worked at the U.S. Justice Department and planned to attend law school. Then they got the shock of their lives.
It was like a red Grand Prix, if I remember correctly.
The man who had repaired their car a year earlier was indicted for cocaine and crack distribution. He told drug agents that the Garrisons had been involved in the drug conspiracy.
And they questioned. That's when they showed me pictures of Tito Bear. They asked, have you ever seen this guy? I said, yeah, he fixed my car.
The Garrisons found themselves trapped on the darker side of federal laws that set mandatory minimum sentences for drug offenses, laws intended to make it easier to prosecute drug kingpins. Critics of mandatory sentences say this is a common practice in drug cases. They also say the people implicated often have nothing to do with the crime. Julie Stewart is president of Families Against Mandatory Minimum Sentences.
And so they'll give someone up. Other times people actually even make up names and say, well, yeah, so-and-so did this. You know, I know I saw him one time.
I would get a response from them.
Lamont Garrison remembers being offered the opportunity to reduce his time.
And they said, okay, Mr. Garrison, it's your opportunity, you know, to help yourself. And I said, well, help myself out. You know, what do you mean? Well, you know what this is about. You guys were doing wrong, X, Y, Z. You know, you got to tell us what you were doing. I said, well, I wasn't doing anything wrong, so it's nothing to talk about.
They call it the best tool in their arsenal because they can hold that hammer over a defendant's head and say, if you don't either give us more information, you're going to get this 5 or 10 year sentence.
But the Judicial Conference of the U.S. opposes mandatory minimum sentences because they tie judges' hands. The Garrisons were never charged with possession, just conspiracy, and maintain they knew nothing about the drugs. They say they refused to lie and ruined someone else's life. A federal jury in Virginia convicted the Garrisons on the testimony of the garage owner and his brother. Prosecutors presented no other evidence against them. Julie Stewart says public outcry over drug violence at the time played a role.
So there was such an enormous sensitivity around the crack cocaine issue that I think you could have taken just about anybody to trial and charged them with some sort of crack cocaine offense and found them guilty.
Lawrence served 12 years in prison, his brother almost 14. The garage owner who implicated them was sentenced to 18 months. The brothers no longer have any interest in the law. They say the system is corrupt, and federal mandatory minimum sentences play a big role. All right. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Washington.